We are up to Simen Kuf Tzadik Ches in the halachas of Zimun, and that's what we're going to be doing. Shloshe she'achlu ve'hem avorchim. Three people ate, and they're benching, they're making a Zimun. V'nichnas echad shelo achal. And a stranger walks in, or someone else walks in, and he didn't eat at all. Im nichnas keshomram avorach nevarach she'achalnu mishelo. If he hears the one leading the Zimun, the mezamen, saying nevarach she'achalnu mishelo, so he cannot stand by while they are being Meshabeach Hashem and not be Meshtatev. Therefore, Ona Acharov, he's supposed to answer, Baruch Umvaruch Shmo Tomed Liolam Voed. V'im Nichnas Kishacherim Onim Baruch Shachalom Mishalo. What if he missed the Mezamein? He didn't hear when he said Nevaruch Shachalom Mishalo. Ona Achreim Amen. So he waits until the other people are answering, and they say Baruch Shachal Mishalov to Chayinu, and to that he says Amen. So that the halacha is that if you heard him say Baruch Shachal Mishalov, you say Baruch Baruch Shmo Tamel Olam Vaed. If you didn't hear him, even though you heard them answering, you can't answer with them. You say Amen. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, if you walk into a shul, you didn't hear the shat say baruchu, but you hear everyone saying baruch Hashem baruch olam vayed, you're supposed to answer with them. Why here is it different? So he answers because there you're answering the same thing as everybody else. Here you're answering something different. Since you're answering something different, it has to be an answer to having heard his saying the baruch shachal mishalo. This is from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he brings this. Further, Hago v'chein b'chol ha'brachas she'odom shomea chayav lanos omein. A person has to answer omein to any bracha that he hears. Says the Mechaber, now v'imhei masora, what happens if people are benching with a minion? They're saying Elokeinu, Omer baruch Elokeinu umvarach shmo tamid li'olam v'ed. You actually put it in an Elokeinu. Not only that, but the Mishnah Berurah says in a shever brachas, or at a wedding, where they say Shasimcha b'mono, so he'll say Shasimcha b'mono also. V'adinim hayasham k'shagamru melecho v'lo achal imayim kach hu ona achar amavarech v'achar ha'onim. The Mishnah Berurah comes out that what someone is supposed to do is answer amen to them and answer amen to the mavarech, which means he says he's supposed to say baruch amar shmo tamal elam voed. If he hears them finish Baruch Shachal Mishalo after him, he says Amen to that. And when he hears the Baruch Shachal Mishalo Tzvel Chayinu of the Mezamin, he's supposed to answer Amen to that. This is all if he had nothing. What if he drank something and he's not being mitzaref to them? He's not benching with them. They don't need him for Zimun. The halachi is he can say Baruch Shachal Mishalo because it's not sheker. He did eat. If he can say Baruch Alakeinu Shachal Mishalo in a case of a minion, that already the Prima Godin is mistapekin.